Chapter 11, The Fragrance of God. Have you ever noticed the smell and feel of the air during a thunderstorm? The air seems to be electrically charged, and every good, fresh smell seems to be amplified by the storm. The air of the millennium is going to be mighty exciting, like distilled lightning, and will breathe the pure, clear fragrance of God. It's certainly not like that now. In fact, it stinks. Satan looked like the winner when Jesus hung bloody and lifeless up there on Golgotha. The devil's kingdom must have celebrated wildly, crying, "Victory at last!" But their gloating smirks froze when 3 days later, resurrection power bolted through the universe, raising Jesus from the dead. Satan had played his trump card and lost. Just as Jesus was able to survive Satan's powerful blows, so shall it be with us. Ever since Jesus conquered Satan, we believers have been equipped for triumph in spiritual warfare. Christians are the gem-like remnant sifted from humanity who have, one by one, chosen to follow the Jesus they have never seen. We are believers who through this Jesus ran life's gauntlet of temptation, crisis, and pain, only to emerge with the prize of immortality. We are like a radiant cluster of stars, ready for presentation to the Heavenly Father as proof of redeemable creation, later to be whisked a million light years away to glittering corners of the universe as a proud display, where Jesus' victory trophies. Our hearts will melt when we hear all creation tuned up and praising God in full concert. Would you believe the hills and the trees actually joining our chorus? They will, according to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. We can almost see the clear waters, brilliant skies, singing hills, lush greenery, and brilliant millennium flowers, and no more choking weeds, no devouring insects, no more killing droughts. We will hear the pleasant sound of progress, and the whole tempo of the universe will become melodic. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Psalm chapter 96, verse 11 through 12. The millennium will be ultimate fulfillment of Jesus' prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. Can't you sense its nearness? Recently, I visited Lakeport, a beautiful lake village in Northern California. In my first meeting, I told the gathering about a reaction I had when I first arrived. Most of you know I live in Los Angeles. During my first hour in Lakeport, I was mystified by a peculiar something in the air. You people are used to it, but a stranger can immediately smell it. I suppose we've all discovered that our own home has a distinctive odor, all its own. We seem to adjust to its smell, never noticing it until we've been gone for a while. Some of you have suffered the fragrance of cities like Gary, Indiana, Los Angeles, or Pittsburgh. Or maybe you have suffered from some town with a stockyard upwind. Haven't you wondered how the people who have to live there stand it? By this time, everybody leaned forward in their seats, wondering what awful smell I detected in their town. Then I said, "You know, it took me an hour to identify the peculiar essence brooding over your whole area. Then at last, I recognized the long-forgotten odor I was smelling. Clean air." They laughed with relief, but the little joke had a built-in truth. By now, the whole earth has a rotten atmosphere that would seem unbearable if we hadn't been forced to adjust to it. Do you know that sin stinks? The foul works of that old serpent and his demon helpers have an odor all their own. For example, there's a dank, ugly smell to nightclubs. It's a mixture of stale, rotten beer, cigarette butts, and evil. We could bottle it under the label, Eudicin, but I don't think it would sell too well. Then there's the stench of Satan-induced cancer, gangrene, and vomit, the smell of hospitals. Sin, rot, and death emit odors, mindful of the foul spirits Jesus spoke about. Since we earthlings have never lived in an atmosphere free from human and demonic pollution, we're going to have an overwhelming, glorious reaction to millennium's fragrance. Did you know God has a delicate sense of smell? He speaks often of frankincense, spices, the sweet-scented trees, and the flowers of Lebanon. We catch a hint of God's character exuding from his lovely flower blossoms, sensing the person of Jesus. The psalmist wrote, "All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia." Psalm chapter 45, verse 8. I believe every one of our five senses seem to come alive at the moment of our resurrection. New fragrances will strike our whole being like an exquisite musical chord because our entire being will be in peace and perfection. When we're sick, worried, or just plain tired, nothing much feels, tastes, looks, smells, or sounds good. But when we are rested, healthy, and happy, all our senses take on new dimensions. We say, everything seems rosy. Imagine the high voltage of our new millennium senses. Only then will we know what real living is all about. When immortality surges through us, it will quicken our bodies with a bolt of resurrection life. We will pulse with new vitality and infinite new capacities to savor God's people, his angels, and his kingdom. The body is sown in weakness, but it is raised in power. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. That's Jesus' power. We will throb with pleasant new energies. We will want to skip and explore his creation. Get ready for the life of full spectrum gusto in the millennium.